opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Tell me lies, tell me sweet little lies.
Tell me lies.
Everybody must hear this beautiful voice.
Good evening, Northern California. It is Wednesday, January 18th.
Come on, Nigel, pull
come
it out.
Already. Nigel. And remember the date?
And it's sprinkling in it's the downtown studios.
It's
our guests are all wet.
Yep. Yep. It's raining. Apparently it's 43 degrees.
It is nippy outside. The studio says 40 degrees outside.
Well, you can go out and check. But apparently this is it. Starting tomorrow, it's going to be sunny.
Mm.
Apparently. For the rest of the week and then the week after that.
Wow. So this was my concern, is that we were just going to get this incredible bit of rain, which I take it, right? Thank you so much, whoever's providing it. Lord above, you know, Mother Nature, whoever it is, thank you.
But, well, I was going to say...
I was afraid it's going to stop and then just get bone dry for the rest of the year.
You know? I was going to say you could go over to Eureka and continue the rain, but even there it's going to be sunny.
Huh. Sorry. It might be a good thing to get a little bit of rain.
You probably have to go to the Midwest somewhere and catch the storms and the tornadoes.
Yeah.
And
let the ground suck it all up. And
you know, we should check in with Mike Krueger just to be safe at some point.
Yeah.
Make sure it's...
Yeah. Check
but I, personally, I'm ready for it to be sunny.
Are you? Yeah. I could take a few days, but I would like it to go back a little bit.
Yeah.
I would just keep watching the snow, and I would keep watching the lake level rise, and
that's what we want.
They're all happy days.
I think it's going to be a good summer.
We need a good full lake for a good tourism season.
Right.
Not to mention water, just to have to drink and
stuff. So we have a full house. We have Jason with us, Reading Buzz. How's it going? Are you buzzing?
Awesome.
Well, you're always awesome, right?
I'm awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
Being
on top
good.
Of it.
Yvonne's with us again. Hello.
Hello.
I drag her down here because she's the one that gives me a ride home.
Yes.
So I'm like, come on in.
And we have a guest with us. First time. This is your first time on the radio.
Yes.
Blows my mind.
My name is Lala.
Yeah. You might have...
I'm a newbie at this.
Yeah, right.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be
at the break. Yeah. We'll get that dialed in. Her microphone's trying to run away from her.
You'll be a
you're
pro.
You're fine.
You'll be a pro in no time.
Yeah.
So, we had some fun last week with this whole AI thing. Mm-hmm. So, if you haven't checked out ChatGPT yet,
oh wow,
this has been a discussion for quite some time in the last probably 6 weeks all over the world.
Yes.
I mean, I have physically, I'm obsessed with YouTube. I love doing research on YouTube. Oh. I like looking at everything, and I can tell you in my feed it is daily hundreds and hundreds of people are on it now, this bandwagon.
So you got to check it out, ChatGPT, because even though it says it's in beta,
I'm scared.
If it's in beta, then we're in for a surprise.
I know,
and,
right?
You know, if they say it's in beta, you know, the next piece already exists.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And they said it has.
So for those who don't know, ChatGPT is
language AI.
Natural language.
I think it's settling, and quite a few people are starting to panic because they're starting to realize that within a year or two, depending on what profession you're in, you're going to be out of a job.
Mm-hmm.
So ChatGPT, I would say the best source to check some of it out is YouTube.
Mm-hmm.
All these video guys explaining GPT.
And a lot of them are actually programmers that are saying that they're going to be out of a job.
Yeah. So ChatGPT is an AI platform where you literally just you can ask it almost anything, and you can ask it to create anything.
Uh-huh.
And it will do so for you.
And knowing that when they say it's in beta, it is a natural language open AI system. Mm-hmm. And so it right now is confined in the sense that it has no access to the web.
And supposedly.
Supposedly. And it has no access to visualization AI, being like recognizing things.
But yet you need to use the web to access it. So that's kind
of
yeah.
And how do they get their information?
Yeah.
Well, I'm sure it's probably just a single connection for it to answer the question, right? But what they're saying is it's in its infancy, it is in beta, and over the next 6-8 months, it will be opening up to access to search the web and so what visualization.
What people may or may not realize is that these millions of people who are signing onto this thing every single day are the ones feeding it the data,
mm-hmm.
right?
Oh, that's
true. It's paying attention.
Learning
exactly
as it goes.
Or feeding it the right. questions. So right. it's creating a database of how people are interacting with it. And I'm sure as soon as it has access to all the information, it will probably go out and teach itself and find the information that mm-hmm. has been asked of it and build the database out stronger.
Have you actually used it yet?
So I have.
I've
have.
Used it for a lot of things. I'm going to give you an example here in a minute.
I've used it. It gets scary.
Yeah, I know. I actually yeah. used it for
tonight's show.
For a few things this week. Oh. And then today I thought, well, I wonder what it would do with this. So I asked it this evening to write a poem about toilet paper in the style of Shakespeare.
Oh, where art thou, my toilet?
Yeah. Oh, my double DP.
So this is what AI spit back in about 30 seconds. It said,
"Is it making you verklempt?"
Yeah. Well, you know,
cheering up.
I'm getting ready to put on my best Shakespeare voice, ain't I?
Oh, do it.
So it says, so this is AI writing a poem about toilet paper in the style of Shakespeare. Mm. And we can probably relate to this because, O toilet paper, how doth thou grace the thrones of kings and commonplace? Thy softness, like a lover's kiss, doth soothe the nether region's bliss. Thou art a savior in time of need for those who suffer from the bowel's greed. Thy roll doth spin with gentle grace, bringing comfort to every face. But when thou art not to be found, woe betide the one who just sat down. For in thy absence all do fret, and wish they'd stocked up before they'd met. Last one. O toilet paper, thou art a treasure, a true friend in times of pleasure and leisure. So let us raise a roll in thy honor, and give thanks for thy soft and gentle favor.
Wow. That's actually quite good.
That's really good. I couldn't have done it if somebody said, hey, I'll give you, you know, $1,000 to write me a poem about time. And it did that in like 10 seconds. So, you know, wow. So now.
It's amazing.
Maybe I should post that on Writing Buzz.
I think you should.
I think you should. So here's my question.
There you go. That's my gift to you.
Here you go. It's been undefined to me so wholly is when ChatGPT produces this document for you because you asked the question, is this thing that it's created, is it open to the whole world to use, or yes. is it become you become the owner of it since you asked the question?
Well, so
or
there
do we
are,
know? Has anybody asked that
are,
question?
There are quite a number of examples now where authors have written books and children's books,
yes,
and publish them on Amazon
that have been written by
AI.
Yeah, so is there a credit?
Well, so there are some other AI tools that you can use to make it sound a little more human, mm-hmm. right? Paraphrase.
Well, but what you just read, nobody would have known that wasn't.
Because, you know, I put on a good act.
And a little accent.
No, but I mean, like, really, I wouldn't have known that that wasn't written by somebody had you not told me. So. That was very human to me.
I don't know. I really don't know where the legal aspects are going to go.
Maybe that's what I should ask. Maybe, has anybody just asked it? Whatever you produce, who owns it?
Well, I guess we should.
Uh-huh. Wouldn't that be copyright?
Liam, well, your leisure in the studio control booth, access to your computer, see if you can find out.
Is AI content copywritten?
When GPT produces something for you, who owns it?
So anyway, if you're listening and you haven't checked this out yet, ChatGPT, like you got to check it out because if you're any kind of software engineer, any kind of writer, or copy, anything to do with
publish a magazine,
and write songs too,
and it can write. I mean, like you said, it can write songs.
It's coming
And it also can write code because if you ask it to help you build a app or a website. It immediately starts writing lines of code for you to use in your
However,
production.
It doesn't know the difference between Shasta County and Mount Shasta, which is good. so when we get back, we're going to talk to Lala about yoga.
And let me ask real fast, Lala.
Lala.
Is that your real name?
It is.
So it,
is that on your birth
certificate? It's not short for anything?
So
or?
It was my grandmother's name.
Okay.
And she's from Alabama. And okay. And pronounced it Lola. So it just kind of transformed to Lola. She was Lola Mae Nolan. So.
Oh, what a cool name.
So we're going to take a first break, but when we get back, I did, in preparation for this, I asked ChatGPT, the AI, to give me 5 questions to ask.
Ooh.
Lola.
I feel pressure.
Here we go. Who feel the pressure?
All right.
So we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
And we're back. Good evening, Northern California. Nigel and James.
Hi.
And friends and co.
And friends, yep.
It's, what did I say it was? January 18th?
It is.
It's raining.
Raining. 617, 40 degrees in the studio.
And from what I understand, you should probably enjoy the rain while it lasts.
Today. Tonight.
So, we had a little AI fun.
Mm-hmm.
And,
now we're going to have more.
But it,
bring it on. We're going to have more fun with Lala.
Yeah, it is. So, Jason, you brought a guest with you.
Yeah.
Lala.
Lala
owns. Okay. Hi, Lala.
Hi.
Who are you and what do you do?
My name is Lala, and I own Simply Rooted, and we are a studio downtown that provides yoga services.
Yoga services.
Yes.
Okay.
Downtown exactly where?
We are on Yuba, right around the corner from Board and Brush.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Maybe a little closer to the mic.
There you go.
So I asked our AI friends, ChatGPT, to ask 5 questions to ask a yoga teacher. It says,
uh-oh.
Hello. What type of yoga do you specialize in, and how long have you been teaching?
So myself, personally, I like to teach a restorative yoga, personally. I teach a variation of yoga styles. I teach vinyasa as well as other, like, yin-type exercises with yoga. And what was the other question? How long have I been teaching? I have been teaching yoga specifically for about 4 or 5 years, but I've practiced since 2008.
Okay, so you're fit, is what you're saying. Okay, question number 2, courtesy of AI. Can you accommodate individuals with injuries or physical limitations?
Absolutely. Okay. As long as they have a doctor's note.
Okay, good.
Oh, she's also wise. Oh, to the legal.
Yeah. What is your philosophy or approach to teaching yoga?
Just creating a welcoming, safe space for anyone.
There you go. Okay. Two more. Are your classes suitable for beginners?
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay. This is too easy. We need to step
give her something hard.
But these are real questions.
Yes, they are.
Yes. Are there any upcoming workshops or special events that you would like to mention?
That's a good one. We are having our next event. So we also hold event venues. So we have market every first Friday. So we have a little market that pops up with local vendors and that kind of thing. We also have we have great classes and we have great specials running all the time. For anyone that's new, their first class is free. All they have to do is type in the code GROW when they come in or when they sign up online.
James, your first class is free.
So all of you, I'll see you tomorrow.
No, I think that would hurt.
To be honest, have we done yoga once before somewhere? I don't remember. I don't think I've ever really done yoga, right?
Right.
And I've been doing Pilates, but I'm looking for something that I don't gasp for air constantly when I'm working out. Because I don't like to breathe hard and heavy. It scares me. I feel like I'm going to die.
Well, that's called eating.
Yes. Well, but yoga, I keep thinking, I know I'm not going to sit here and say that it's easy because it's not. I know because I thought, oh gosh, you know, Pilates is going to be easy. I get to lay down on a bed, right? Hard. Oh my gosh, I was shaking like.
We do have a 7-second delay.
I know. I almost caught myself. Not a nice thing that I was going to say, but I found myself shaking and I thought, and I'm hot and I'm sweating and I'm like, I don't like this, right? So then I was like, oh, let's try yoga because you're stretching and stuff, but I probably it's the same thing, isn't it?
Honestly, it depends on your class. Hmm. You know, if you come to a class and you don't know what you're expecting, you're probably going to find yourself probably gasping if you're not used to practicing yoga. But if you are wanting something more restorative, I do have classes that are more more restorative where you really just work on your foundational piece of yoga where you don't do as many, you know, of your flows where you're not up and down so much, where you really can just take time. But yoga, this is what separates yoga from anything else, is that a regular traditional exercise is ego-centered, where we're like, we got to push, we got to go, this is where I think I should be, where yoga is like, you know what, this is how I feel today, and I'm not going to push myself too hard. And it's really, really tough to, like, sometimes go, you know, I want to move into this pose, my body is hurting today, and really just pause and go, you know, I'm going to go into child's pose or downward facing dog, and which are our resting poses.
Downward facing dog?
Downward facing dog.
Yeah. Is there an upward facing dog?
Is there
an up dog?
Yeah. There is an up dog.
Oh. So you know what, though? What you just did for me, though, is that, I mean, in my mind, you know, my spirit of wanting to do, you sold me, because for me, that's the issue always worth working out, right? Mm-hmm. Like, I could probably get myself to workouts, but there are days where I just don't. When I'm working out, I don't feel good or I don't feel right. Like yesterday, everything was succinct in my body, I guess, and like I could do it. And then not the next day because I'm sore, but you know what I'm talking about. Just in life, there are days like I woke up this morning and the weather changed and I'm stiff and I had a really bad headache because of the pressure change. And it's not good. I don't want to do something when I hurt like that. But for me, yoga, the way I look at it is the biggest thing for me is, for me to be in shape and fit and work out, you also need to be mobile. And that's my challenge, is that I'm very stiff, right? Like I have a stiff back, a stiff neck, stiff legs, stiff arms, things. So when I do things, it's cumbersome. It hurts. It's because I'm not moving well. I'm not mobile. So if I were to take yoga, right, where I'm coming in 3 times a week, maybe 4 times, I don't know, and even just doing partial movements if I needed to, the stretching or making my muscles have to do something to keep them flexible or something.
Like a tin man.
Yeah, exactly. I'd be standing in the middle of your room talking out of the side of my mouth going, oil, oil.
Yoga is oil.
So do you get a lot of beginners?
We get a lot of beginners, and that is actually my heart, is like welcoming people in that are new, because we're not here to have a competition with yoga of who can move into this pose. I always say, this pose may look like this online. You might see me standing in my head even on my own, in my own personal social media pages, but yoga is moving towards a pose. So even if it doesn't look exactly like that pose, if you're not hurting yourself and your alignment is right, you're still in that pose.
So she would be like, now we're going to reach down and touch our toes. And I'm still standing straight up going, I'm completely bent far over as I can go.
So, you brought something up. So is there such a thing as, this is a third grade question.
Okay.
Are there yoga competitions and championships and all that kind of stuff?
That's a great question. I don't know the answer to that.
James, I think we should.
James.
is it an Olympic sport? I don't know.
Ask a
GDT, Yeah. Like, who has the most gold medal winning downward dog?
Downward dog. Sweeping dragon.
Yeah. gold medal for yoga. I didn't know, but so, I don't know. I mean, it's one of those things that I don't know.
Like that has become like a thing, just even on social media, where a lot of people feel a lot of pressure watching all these other yogis, you know, just because.
Well, yeah, they're amazing.
Right. And you're like, that's yoga? No, thank you.
I'm like, I didn't know that the body could actually physically move that way, because mine would just shred off the bone and I'd be dead.
So have you seen, so the last couple of years have been very interesting, right, with this pandemic and stuff like that. So a lot of stress, people very stressed. And
COVID yoga.
Don't know what's happening. So have you, is yoga one of those things where you've seen an uptick in people who are getting into something that's to relieve their anxiety and stress?
And was that actually something that was shut down during the pandemic?
Well, I was crazy, and I opened our physical location, because we were mobile since 2019, but the physical location I opened at the end of COVID, which was the craziest thing. Maybe I'm crazy, I don't know. But so I didn't really get to see the influx. In my mind, I just think I'm a new business, so I don't know the difference of starting in a physical location pre-COVID or post-COVID. I just think, you know, this is tough because this is where I'm at. First year, we're still building, and I'm an optimist, so I'm always like, you know what, I just have to show up every day, and this is how it's going to be. But the one thing I have noticed is that people are coming out, but some people are really having a hard time being social. They have a lot of social anxiety, and that, which, again, comes back to, like, this is where I want people to feel safe. Anyone. So we teach a very neutral class, too. So I'm very, very strict about that in our space, because everyone comes from, you know, different parts of beliefs, and we don't ever want to infringe on that. So we always try to stay as neutral as possible.
Do you think those people had social issues prior and it's just been exacerbated, or this is something that they've developed because we were so cut off for so long, or both?
I think it's a combination for sure. And I think while COVID, we were cooped up. I mean, trauma happens during times like that too. So
I know I had the city to myself.
So did I.
I was doing 60 miles an hour on down Market Street, and there was no one around.
I was out too, and we won't go there.
Well, I told Yvonne, I mean, it was crazy, because even in those times of lockdown, the wild creatures came out right away. I mean, even still, I was running our store. There were turkeys running down Placer Street. I mean, that's like, it didn't take long before nature started to just take back over. It was weird.
We were like, everything's fine, you guys. Come on.
I know.
The fires, too. I think it prolonged that.
So how did you get into yoga?
Oh, boy. I think every wellness journey roots from somewhere internal. Like, I don't care. When we seek wellness internally or physically, like in any way, or mentally, emotionally, however, spiritually, it comes from a place of wanting to change something in your life. And so I just had my son, and I was like, you know, I've had a series of events happen in between that time, but at that time I was like, I don't know who I am. Like, who am I? Just Lala again. So I just started finding something that was just for me. And then from there,
it's okay.
My hand talker, I just hit the mic.
Are you Italian?
I'm not.
Don't break the studio.
I know. But yeah, so you would think that, you know, in that journey, you just kind of look back and you kind of go, what brought me here? Which is a common reflection. And yeah, you start to grow. Whatever you're practicing on your mat starts to trickle out into your life in so many ways and start to transform that. So.
So how long ago are we talking that you started getting into yoga?
2008. So,
yeah.
Yeah. So okay, great. Calculation, I don't know.
This is a common core math plan.
I don't think this is not math here. Believe
good, because we'll be here for a while.
12 and 3 is 15. 15 years. Congratulations.
Somebody activated my Siri.
Uh-oh.
That's a great one.
I'm scary.
How many movies?
The studio is beautiful.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Very, very beautiful, yes.
Yeah, I wouldn't know.
Floors, beautiful mirrors. She's got a plant wall. It's gorgeous. Yeah.
Good. What was the last one that I went to? What was that?
That was our little pop-up Latin night.
Oh, that's a pop-up.
Yeah,
Latin
we
night.
Do pop-up nights and different events because we like to open our space to community. And we, our foundation is yoga, but we do all kinds of, like right now we have a few classes and workshops going on. And we continue to see, like, for me, it's like seeing a heart for community and going, oh, you have a passion for this. We can still do this. You want to collaborate and try this out? So
very cool.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're at our... Yes. Second break.
We're at a breaking
2-minute break.
Yep.
And we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Yeah.
Jason, is this your yoga music?
This is it. Stretch it out. Come on,
you can do it. Down, 2, 3, 4.
Good evening, Nigel and James and friends. So, Jason, are you saying you've participated in the yoga experience?
Oh no, I can't do that. I was tempted.
Look at him. He's a tall board.
We're gonna get him in there. And we'll take a picture.
She's been trying to get me in there. It's like, okay, I'll try it out one of these days. You know, I'm like James. You know, I'm the scarecrow. I'm the what do you call it? The scarecrow and the
tin man.
Yeah.
Well, I was like, you know.
But that's why we practice yoga.
After doing that, I feel like the.
But if I bought you your unitard, would you go?
I might have an extra.
Well, you know, round is a shape.
Round is a shape.
Okay, but you did do a shout out or
a couple shout outs.
Jason from Reading Buzz, we're here.
Yeah, a couple shout outs there. I don't know. It was, I did a couple so far over at the shop. I just stopped in randomly and
Shout
outs for downtown.
Mostly then, on one of your event nights.
Right.
Is that right?
Yeah, it was one of our event nights.
You said Latin something.
Yeah, it was like a little pop up Latin night we had.
So did somebody bring any kind of like, you little yummy Latin things to eat?
See, the way this is going.
Idea.
So
that's an idea.
Whenever there's food.
I'm there.
James shows up.
Well,
James
is on it. Because we have some stuff in store for this year that has to do with food.
Mm.
Ooh.
Because I was thinking, I couldn't think of the word. It's not coming to me. What are the little empanada?
Yeah. So we're with Lala. And what's the name of your yoga studio?
Simply Rooted.
Simply Rooted. Okay, so let's do this because, you know, we're not all fluff all the time. We were getting into a little bit into the controversy of yoga because I never quite understood it, right?
Right.
But... I know.
Here comes the takedown. Yeah. No, just joking.
Go ahead.
Here comes.
I'm a new business owner.
No. Okay. So let's just pretend I know nothing. So, but from what I understand, the roots of yoga are in India.
There's India and parts of Asia as well.
Okay. So is that why people associate yoga with different religions?
Yes. Oh, yes, there's a long, drawn-out conversation about that, but there is a lot of belief that it's a religious practice.
Mm.
Because I hear,
And I'm not saying it could have somewhere,
right?
Someone could use it, just like we can use anything we want in our practices that we practice even now. We can make anything that. I can watch the sunrise and make that a religious practice.
Mm-hmm. True.
Right. And that's true.
And I have a lot of friends that do. Right? Like, they're like, that's my thing, right? That's like how they see in their term... We use the word God or whatever, and people use the word God in so many different ways, right? So that's
God.
But I mean, I have friends, that's what they go do, and they're like, that's how they see God, that's how they see spirit, and Mother Nature, whatever they was in the sunrise and stuff, so yeah.
So this being Reading and all, with a high population of church-going peeps, do you have these kind of conversations with
I have a lot. I'm a church-going peep.
That's great. Okay.
And I teach yoga, so I get it on both ends.
Well, there so you go.
I feel like I'm in the middle a lot and it, but it's okay because honestly, like my job is to lead with my heart and like always try to respond well and try to with any given situation. Not perfect by any means, but I've definitely been approached on both sides. I've been told I'm going to hell because I'm a yoga teacher and I'm a Christian. I've been told that, you know, like it's just kind
That's
of
insane
this,
to me.
Right?
Isn't it?
demons are pretty good at yoga, I think.
Yeah, I'm like,
so it's very controversial, very much so in that.
So do you find yourself defending one side more than the other?
I try not to be in a place of defense. It's really a hard place to be. I just kind of answer like we were talking earlier
it's
about.
It's ugly.
Yeah.
It creates ugliness within.
It does. It's an icky energy that I don't want to carry. I don't want to carry that, and I don't want to give that to people either. And I just try to, you know, just if people are very adamant and in just taking me down for it, then
you
I
say,
just
deuces.
Kind of, yep. and I've had people pop up when I used to have a bio on my Instagram and that kind of thing, just message me. And then I'd see it and just delete it, you know. And there was one time, the first time it happened, I reacted, you know, and I had it,
well,
I screenshotted it, and I like posted all of my stories, you know, because I was hurt by it. I was like, I know my heart placement, and this is not, you know, what it is. And
but
so,
then you just gave that person cred that you shouldn't have gotten anything because it's like it's an attack and there's no need for it, right?
Absolutely.
Again, personal belief is totally up to you. We live in a free country and I would fight for the right for
I don't know about that.
But that doesn't mean you have to share your crap with everybody.
Absolutely. It's like leave yours to you and mine to me. That's my journey, not yours.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
James goes through that with enjoy
everything. Everything. I mean, it's amazing. You can do the nicest thing. We produce a magazine for free that uplifts the community.
It's amazing.
And we still get people that will write us or call us and just chew us out for the dumbest things. And you're like, how did you make it this far in life with that kind of an attitude?
You know,
I mean,
it's
without
so
somebody driving over you with a truck.
Yeah.
You know, like this is so uncool. You didn't have to say anything. If you don't like it, don't
say
read
thank
it.
You. Thank
if you don't like it, turn the channel. If you don't like it, turn it off.
Absolutely.
I mean, like, come on.
Well, there's something like that on Reading Buzz. It's a neutral post, and somebody will find something wrong with it.
Oh, always.
Like, okay. And this is really neutral. I mean, we try to.
It's a mind blow.
Yeah.
but I'm assuming that the. with this track record now, probably the one thing that outweighs everything is that you've seen people improve or get improve in their yoga capabilities and therefore their whole demeanor changes.
I have been, it's this interesting thing when you teach because we don't do it to make the millions. We do it because we want to help people. We want to sit with people. We want to journey with people. So you get really close to people and, it is a journey and you do get to watch people grow and you connect with people in a way where I'm like, here I am pouring out, but I receive so much in these amazing relationships that are intentional and full and not just surface, you know, because you get that so often in passing because we're so guarded. And like I said, like that's why it's so important to me to create this space that's safe for people. Mm-hmm. So that
you're almost like a therapist.
Yeah. I don't get paid as good as a therapist.
All those mats are like couches, right?
They are. And that's the practice is your mat, and I hate to use words like this because it freaks people out, but your mat becomes sacred. You know, it becomes a space of like, this is where we shed the weight of our day. And so I actually just started a podcast, not a podcast, but a meditation that I have on Spotify just to like give that extra piece where like, people can take it home with them and it can feel real and raw and they're just like, there and present.
So could we like shed the weight in like 20 minutes or so and be done?
Yes.
Then you're going to have to really clean up that mat because there's going to be a lot left on the floor.
Well, I me personally, I kind of associate yoga with people wanting to lose weight or lose weight. I remember seeing this one guy on YouTube. He documented his year-long experience and he used yoga. And I think he lost.
Ooh, that's
like
a new thing. Wega.
Wega.
Yeah.
I think he lost.
I'm
like
starting a new trend. Wega.
No, that was his thing. That was his. Yeah. That was
that's
his
weight yoga. You have weight.
Wega.
Yes. Wega.
Wega.
Wega. So you can have that.
Yes.
Wega.
Thank you.
Wega Studios.
Thank you. That's interesting. I remember seeing that, and I think the guy was told by doctors or other physical therapy people, they couldn't help him or something, if that was the same guy, and he just did it on his own in his own home practice.
That's somebody that I have mad props for because the dedication, right? Because that's where I always stumble is I'm all in it mentally, and then I get through a few months, and then I get burned out, and then I stop, and I hate myself for it. But that's who I am when it comes to working out. But for somebody like that actually stuck with it and actually achieved a goal like that, I just am like, wow, you know.
I think it's snapped. Yeah, no, it is hard. It is a life. You change your life through it, but it's bite-sized pieces. And I always say, you never go to yoga and then finish going, I wish I never did that. You always leave going, wow, I feel like I just had a massage. How do I feel so good right now? Mm-hmm. Like, this is great. Even beginners, even people that feel like the Tin Man when they come in, you know, just they always feel like they went and saw Oz. And
so that's the expression you use, the Tin Man, for somebody that has never done yoga.
Yeah, I use it sometimes, not always, but that's the most common thing I hear from people is that they can't do yoga, they can barely touch their toes, or they're too stiff, but yoga's not for me because I'm this. And I'm just like, that's why you do yoga. That's why you practice yoga.
And that's why you're stiff. Right. Because you ignore it.
Right. And that mobility that you gain, that flexibility and strength is going to help later in life. So
it just helps you every day, even for me at work. I'm very physical at work. I run a store. We run magazine stuff. But I am building and moving things all the time, up and down, boxes, heavy, you know. Yeah. And there are days when I am stiff. I wake up in the morning and I am stiff and I go to work and it's like, you hear me bend over to pick up a box and I'm like, ugh, and I lift it up and I'm like, you know, and when you're not, and when I'm not, you just kind of flow and you just move around and you bend over and do stuff and you're not all winded and weird. And
So do you have normal days like the rest of us when you wake up and you go, oh, I just don't want to do yoga today?
Absolutely. All the time. I am very tapped out. I am a single mom. I used to work full time and I started the business. So I was tapped out a lot I obviously had to show up to teach classes. There were times where I was really burnt out where this is where your ego steps in, where I'm like, I need to push, but then you have to pause, and that's where your yoga leaves the mat and enters your life, where you're like, okay, no, I need to pause. I need to rest. And so you have a job, for instance, that, like you said, you're lifting, you're moving big things, you're building things. So you need – of course you don't want to go work out and lift weights and run because you're doing that all day. Mm-hmm. What your body needs is the exact opposite, and that's why what they call the yin and the yang. So you need the yin, the more restorative piece of yoga.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because I look at my watch sometimes during the holidays and look down and go, I actually walked 12 miles in my store.
Right.
Right? Like,
oh, miles?
Yeah. Oh, I mean, I'm like, I'm back and forth. I'm down. Round,
I remember during COVID and then tracking my steps, and there was one day where I walked 28 steps. okay, so one more time. Lala, what's the name of your studio?
Simply Rooted.
Simply Rooted. And what's the best way for people to find you?
They can find us.
Facebook?
Facebook, Simply Instagram. Rooted. Yes.
Okay.
They can come, contest, I cannot talk.
That's right.
Yes. Contact us on our website.
Simply Rooted.
Yoga.
Great.
.org. Yes.
And business so is it's a dot, growing?
It's a dot .org.
Business is growing. It is a .org.
And is
That is a probably not so smart business move on my part, but I figure I'll keep the .org because we're not a nonprofit.
Ah.
But that is something that we want to get into one day because we have things we're growing into. Mm. But at the time, there was, you know, when I started this in 2019, I was brand new at being a business owner. Didn't realize the difference. I'm like, look, this one's available.
Well, at least you didn't get .mx because that would have got you some trouble.
Yeah, right?
You never know.
Okay. Great. We're going to take one more break and we'll be right back.
And now, the Real Estate Minute, brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When it comes to buying and selling real estate, one size does not fit all. Higher-priced homes sell differently than medium-priced homes. Make sure your realtor knows the difference and has the right tools to get your home sold for the highest price. Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor how they plan to sell your home and what they'll do differently to make your listing stand out. Ask your realtor what kind of experience they have in marketing and sales outside the real estate industry. Be sure to choose a realtor with solid marketing and sales training who also understands tech and internet advertising. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure to call the number one high-end home selling agent for the past 13 years, me.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today. And now, the Real Estate Minute brought to you by Vista Real Estate.
When selling your home, you're probably already aware of the marketing tools realtors use to get the job done. But do you know how those tools are being leveraged? Are you getting the best possible exposure? Or is your realtor just doing the bare minimum? Hi, I'm Chad Phillips with Vista Real Estate. When you're ready to sell, make sure you ask your realtor what their vision is for marketing your home. Every home tells a story, and your realtor should showcase that story, utilizing creative photography, aggressive internet advertising, print media, and more. In addition, make sure your property is being marketed to other areas. Before you choose a realtor to represent you, ask if they plan to target more than just local buyers. Interview at least 3 realtors and make sure Vista Real Estate is on your list.
The Real Estate Minute is brought to you by Vista Real Estate. Call 530-247-0700 or visit VistaReading.com today.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, Nigel and James. Thank you, Chad Phelps and Vista Real Estate for being here.
Always give a shout out to Chatty.
Yep. So we have Jason with us, Reading Buzz.
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you buzzing?
I'm buzzing.
And we have Lala, and we have Yvonne. So we're talking
You've been quiet tonight, Yvonne.
Yeah.
Well, I don't.
You have to interject.
There's a lot happening.
Well, she's doing yoga.
There's a lot happening.
Are you doing mental yoga?
I don't.
Are you doing mental yoga? Because your eyes are almost closing. It looks like you're going to sleep onto that.
No.
So we actually.
Eye contact, though. Yeah.
I think we actually hit on
support.
I think we actually hit on something. The difference between the different generations, Gen Z, Gen X. I don't know what. I think I'm a Gen Xer, I think.
Am I a Gen? I don't know what I am.
I don't know what I am.
I'm not going to say what I am.
But
I mean,
Gen A.
She's a baby boomer. She's
James,
a boomer.
James, aren't you a baby boomer?
I don't know. I have no idea what I am.
Close.
Anyway.
You really they haven't looked up?
I don't give a shit. Oops, sorry.
That was That was James speaking Italian.
I'm sorry, that one, I barely caught it. Darn it. Sorry,
it
folks.
It slipped out.
I don't know what I am, and I don't really care because it's like, what are you going to put a name on me, and I'm not going to change anything, how I behave and who I am.
Obviously.
Because I'm a boomer or an Xer or a ZY.
It must be a baby boomer or Gen X thing.
Yeah.
Gen X.
But we did hit on something here, the Gen Z and the Technic and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But also the social
anxiety
mm-hmm. stuff with them. I wouldn't be surprised if what you're doing would be good for the schools.
Really?
I think that would be.
Because I know they're finding a lot of. Well, we knew this ahead of time, right? So
that it wasn't good for them to not go to school for a year.
That the kids now, I'm blowing it out of proportion, but they don't know how to speak. They don't know how to communicate.
Communicate. Right? That's it. They don't know.
And social anxiety is just—it's crazy. So I'm wondering, is that something that yoga? Is there kid yoga? Right? And don't worry, Redding, she's a church-going peep, so it's fine. There's no weird stuff going on, right?
Yeah.
So Christian gal teaching yoga, it's great. Don't give us the hate stuff. But would this be good for kids?
This would be amazing for kids. Actually, I worked for Head Start, for Shasta Head Start, for
10
awesome.
Years. Do you know Gordon Chatham?
I do know Gordon.
Gordon and I grew up together in Bella Vista since first grade.
Head Start's my family. You know, my mom worked for Head Start. She still works for Head Start. She's going on 40 years.
Our twins went to Head Start.
It was First Five, I think I worked with.
First Five, Shasta. Yeah.
But twins went to
they did go to Head Start.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the Head Start is great because, and First Five, Shasta, all that, SCOE, they focus on the first 5 years, which is the
PIP, parent infant program.
Yes.
We have a son that's on the spectrum.
Oh, you do?
So we're in all of those.
That's my
far
favorite.
Northern, Rowell.
Actually, so what I was going to say about that is I started a yoga program at Shasta Head Start where we taught teachers how to teach yoga in a classroom because teaching kids is so different.
Mm-hmm.
So we use like the big Hoberman sphere where you inhale and exhale, making it expand as our bellies got big, and exhale, drawing it in, and like little flowers to smell, and then, I know.
I just always look like I'm expanding.
and we had a kid that was on the spectrum, mm-hmm. and his attention span for that, I think this child was like two,
mm-hmm.
might have been 18 mm-hmm. months, but he, your attention span is for every year is a minute, I believe. And so he was in
barely two.
Yeah,
so my attention span is 1 hour.
Yes, almost. It should be. Mine's not even close to my age. But he did phenomenal. So it's a tool that we can give our kids at any age to help them move through life.
And I believe in that very much because for our son, right, when we first got our diagnosis and then we started going through things, we were told that he probably would not be verbal. And so what ended up happening is when he went into OT, occupational therapy, so when they got him in a room and actually made him move and swing and do bars and stuff like that, that's when he became very verbal.
Right.
So it was a real connection for him. And so movement actually for a lot of kids actually creates a sense of calmness and can allow their brains to function and open and receive and give more than they would if they're trying to just sit them in a desk or do something that they just are not, So the idea of the physical movement actually helps a lot of kids.
That's why running from the law is a very healthy thing to do. So, Jason, a few more minutes, ready Buzz. Yeah. What's going on in the rest of Buzz World? I you used one of my favorite words here the last couple of weeks, and that's sourdough bread.
Sorry. California. Sourdough bread company moved in right next door to Safeway. They just opened up this last Monday, a few days ago.
Out the Safeway in
on East Cypress, on the East Cypress.
Hmm.
There's two Safeways on Cypress, but the one further south.
But they didn't want you mentioning anything?
Huh?
They didn't want you doing a shout
out? Yeah, they didn't want me to do a shout out because a lot of times when I do a shout out, it'll
overflow.
It happened at the Thai house. They said, no, don't do that.
Yeah, they'd run out of bread and then people would be coming in.
And they were still working
on their
recipes.
They're just like their bread maker. They just make sourdough bread.
Well, soup. bread.
Okay.
You know, salads like that.
Is this a local company that started, or is it a chain?
I'm going to interview the business owner here pretty soon.
So can you, let me ask this. I came to ask a million questions. Yeah. Can I get a bowl of soup in of sourdough bread?
Sourdough bread
bowl. Mm. You don't know?
Clam chowder. I don't know. I'm assuming you can.
They sell a lot of those for the next 3 hours, but starting tomorrow, it's going to be like...
Yeah.
Yeah. Right next door to Safeway.
Gosh, I love sourdough bread.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, that's so interesting. What else you got?
Okay, the Fat Straw.
Fat Straw?
Yeah, Fat Straw, P-H-A-T. Fat Straw is going as a dessert drink type place. It's going into the
is it like former, boba?
Boba? Is it like boba?
Yeah, something like that.
Fat
Straw. So that's going in.
You need it to get the beef through it.
Boba.
Yeah, the big Fat Straw.
Uh-huh.
Actually, those are really good. I like that.
I know.
That was addicting. And it's going into the Anthony's.
Eureka Way across from high school, Shasta High School.
Mm-hmm. That's a great that'll go really well.
Yeah, right there with the schools and all that. You know, they should do really good with
Jack all those kids up on teas and
sugar.
Actually, I got my son for Christmas was a tea drops kit with Hello Kitty. So you can make your own boba at home. So you go through and it's like you get whatever those boba things are, but you have to process them. They have to go in boiling water and they do all these things and then you make all this tea. He loves it, but he's like, Dad, I'd like some tea. And I'm thinking, oh Lord, I have to go through and do all this work, but I do it for him.
Yeah.
Cool. Anything else? What else?
Oh yeah. There's there's a new laundromat going in, next to Rita's kitchen, a former laundromat that was there. That was kind of like a catch for, you know, questionable things happening there. I'll just say
that. Other things were being laundered.
Other things were being laundered. I'll just say that.
Laundered.
And anyways, the guy that took over, he's doing a really good job. I mean, they're gutting it out. New machines. It's amazing what he's doing. That'll be opening up really soon. It's called Modern Laundry Mat.
Hmm. Oh, that's great. Yeah.
Modern?
Modern.
Okay.
Yeah. I think I have that. Yeah, it's modern. Yeah. Modern. Well, it's a modern wash. That's what they call
modern
it.
Modern wash.
Yeah, yeah, modern wash. Wash.
Wash.
Wash. Wash.
Sorry, I'm still stuck on the sourdough bread. What else?
That's
what
so
else?
Am I.
What else?
Okay, new owners, Concrete Lodge, skateboard.
Oh, nice, right? New owners.
New owners, okay.
I spoke about them today.
Did you?
Yeah.
So Ray's board, something like that, skateboard place. Let me get it, pull it up here really fast. It's actually called Ray's, okay, here it is, Ray's Board Mart.
Oh.
Board. Skateboard place right there.
Okay.
But they worked out a deal, so he took over the Concrete Lodge. Sure. So
Board Mart, would they just steal the name of my old spot?
Is it going to be the same owner, or is it any
way
tied?
No.
It's a new business model. They've got, it's a big warehouse, and they've got, you know, it all set up for skate.
Is it the same place, or did it move?
It's actually called Ray's Board Shop.
Okay, board shop. Yeah, okay.
And then they've changed their retail to be really, really close, you know, really small. Up front, small. Okay.
Yeah. So we're going to do a live stream with him. He's all jazz. I got that locked in today with him.
Very so that's cool. Really, that'll be fun.
Yeah, that'll be really good.
So okay. Things are happening.
Things are happening,
in Shasta County.
Yeah, and let's see, Shasta Roller Derby is kicking in. You guys know about that, right?
No.
That's going to be exciting. That's going to be kicking off here. Next month, actually.
We've had roller derby in Reading for a really long time.
Huh?
We've had roller derby in Reading.
But they shut down during COVID.
Yeah, right? But it's back.
Yeah, it's back. It's their full swing now.
I love roller derby.
Yeah.
So Reading Fashion Lance is working on a photo shoot using roller derby and skate.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
So
I'm really jazzed about that. That's going to be really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot
I've
of good
always
stuff
dreamed happening. Of being a derby girl, but
one year at La La Studio, and who knows?
Just wasn't in the cards for me.
Actually, they have their first game February the 11th. So
where do they do that out at
the Field of Dreams? Out
yeah,
there.
Yeah. At the indoor.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's where they're going to have it at. It's
do they bring thing. In? Do they actually bring in stuff to make it into a derby, or do they just use the flat hockey floor?
I don't know. I don't know.
Because derbies typically are on an angle, right?
Well,
with
its
corners and stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know if they have a thing that they put in.
It'd be interesting to see you play roller derby.
Yeah. Oh, I would tear some up. Let me tell you what.
I wouldn't want your elbow next to me.
I think that would be worth a live stream when James goes. And does
we're going live. If you do that, we're going live.
I get very, very competitive and aggressive.
Yeah, we won't be able to call you Mr. Enjoy.
So there's lots of good stuff happening around town.
Yeah, yeah.
And what's cool about what you're doing is you got a front row seat to almost all of this stuff now. So
of them are calling me now, you know, or somebody on the team now because the team is growing. We talked about that. So the team is growing. So, yeah, somebody will say, well, somebody reached out. So now it's branching out to, like, Red Bluff.
Send me a list of things that you're doing each day, and then what I'll do is find the things that I'm really interested in, want, and like, and then what I can do is pretend I'm your sidekick so I can get in and just have good times.
Good times.
There you go.
Every super buzz.
You got an angle on it, don't you?
Yeah. Every super buzz hero needs a sidekick.
And on that note, we're done.
Lala, thank you so much
for
coming
much.
And sharing with
thank
us.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for having me on.
And we'll be back next week.
Ciao.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.